Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cook and Joe, they do a masterful job. Check them out on Wednesday. Hear about Starkey's Card of the Week every Wednesday. Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday for that. Check out all the details. See those on our website, 937thefan.com. Grab a Dunkin' today. Iced Dunkin', maybe like a hot. I drink hot coffee no matter what the temperature is. We were at the, we were out of town this week. It was honestly 91 degrees. I went up and asked for a hot coffee from this person. They looked at me like I was sentenced to death. Like, why do you want this? So, because I drink hot coffee. I'll drink hot coffee no matter what, no matter how hot it is out. So I asked him to double cup it, too, because I didn't want to burn my hand.
When's the last time you tried, like, ice, like, cold
coffee?
Oh,
I had a cold coffee this weekend, too.
Oh, okay.
I had one.
You just prefer it hot.
I prefer it hot. But every once in a while, because I don't really have ice cream or whatever, so I don't, like, ice cream turns, it just gets in my stomach somehow. So, like, my dessert, I'll have a cold coffee.
Okay.
I like cold coffee as, like, a dessert.
No sugar.
No sugar.
Still no sugar.
Just ice. Ice. I like sometimes just a coffee that I'll let it get the room temperature, then just put ice in it. I trick myself into thinking that's a dessert.
Yep. I do that every morning. I put a little bit, 2 ice cubes in my coffee just so I can drink it right away.
There we go. Dunkin'. Anyway, what I was saying is get the Dunkin', the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Whatever your coffee habits are, they've got everything for you. Deshaun Watson. All right. I don't want to go ahead and relitigate his case, but I do think that there's something from a football sense we need to talk about. So, Dorn, when did you say? Friday? They play in Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
It was billed, if he wasn't a scumbag, this would be billed as a battle, a preseason battle of really good quarterbacks, right? I mean, that's what everybody would be talking about.
Former Clemson quarterbacks.
Yeah, former Clemson quarterbacks.
Clemson quarterbacks.
Yeah, and a new coach in Jacksonville, and, you know, what's going to happen with Cleveland. There would be so many storylines. There's just one. There's just one. Deshaun Watson being a scumbag. But that being said, he's going to play, even as he's got a 6-game suspension, at the very least, in front of him. That being said, use this as your basis, right? Ben Roethlisberger, the year he was going to be suspended for 6, and then it was knocked back to 4 in 2010, he played, and we just looked, I looked this up this morning, Adam did, looked it up this morning. He played in games 2 and games 3 of the preseason whenever there were 4 preseason games, okay? Yeah. So Ben played in games 2 and game 3, even though he knew he was going to be out for the first 4 games. From a football standpoint, a practical on-field standpoint, does it make sense for him to play in this game knowing that he's going to be out 6 weeks and knowing that he won't be back for at least 6 weeks? If you're a Browns fan, do you say, hey, should we be getting someone else ready for our ones? Or there's extenuating circumstances here. He hasn't played football in a long time. Does it hurt anything for him to be out there and play for a little bit?
No, I think he'll get a couple series. It's not going to be like he's out there for 2 quarters. He'll get a couple series, get his feet wet a little bit. I mean, like you just said, he hasn't played football in a long time, so it'll be important for him to get that live action and to toss the ball around and maybe take a couple hits.
I'd actually get him as much action as possible this week and then back off a little bit in week 2, go to that, you know, 2, 3, 4 series kind of deal,
right?
And then not play him at all week 3 because I want Brissett or whoever. Maybe it's Garoppolo by then. Don't know. I want whoever our starters are going to be week 1 to get tuned up in that 3rd preseason game. I just think it's setting up for the something to happen, like bang. And we talked about this morning before the show, Colin. You brought it up right before the game starts.
Yeah, that to me, if you're the NFL, and I've outlined this all along, and I think it's been the NFL's tact, And by the way, text us your thoughts. Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly. I honestly really feel, as you know who the guy is, right?
I'd like to thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
Commissioner Goodell. I think he's been mad about a lot of this stuff, and especially the way that the Haslams tried to thumb their nose at the whole system and give him this backloaded contract, give Deshaun Watson this backloaded contract. That's why I think it's gone down like this. He sat on his hands. He let it all play out. I would not be stunned if 5 o'clock on Friday that it comes out where the ruling comes out and he's suspended for the year. Because if the suspension is longer than 6 games, he's immediately, he can't play in any preseason games. Mm-hmm. Even if it's only 10 games, mm-hmm. he can't play in any preseason games. I would not be shocked if that's what happens. They are, the NFL says, okay, you guys could all be smart, Alex. You can go ahead and do what you want. Have him up there at a podium. Give him this contract, whatever. We're going to have the last laugh.
Yeah.
And we're going to dig it in a bunch of different times.
My fantasy is he goes out there for the first series, and after second down, they hand down a suspension, and he has to do a perp walk down the sideline to the locker room. That would be my fantasy. But I don't think they'll go that crazy with it.
I think, Colin, it's going to happen exactly the way that you've laid it out for all the reasons that you've laid out. If I were the Browns, though, I'd play him not in the whole game. I'd play him at least the first half, and then I'd get Brissett in there.
Yeah.
See what you got in Brissett. But this is going to be, if they don't levy the suspension before the game, the only time Deshaun Watson is going to get to play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns in a year, and he didn't play football last year. So I think they probably need to at least get that guy some reps in what is the closest thing to real game speed that he could possibly see.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Let's flip. I was thinking about this, too. If you're a Cleveland Browns fan, and which is hard to imagine, but let's say that you are. You're a Cleveland Browns fan, you're living up there, and you're getting ready for the season. Can you twist it any other way than being a rabble-rouser and a jerk and an attention monger if you buy a Deshaun Watson jersey?
Oh, God.
But the guy's jersey's selling, apparently.
Yes, it is.
And people are buying it. So let's say that you're the guy that goes to NFL, and I don't know if it's on NFL.com or what, or if you get specially made, or you go to like a local shop mm-hmm. or whatever. If you're the guy that wears that jersey and you're at a Browns rally, or he's suspended the first 6 games and the decision hasn't been made, or you even go to the first preseason game in Jacksonville, you're a Browns fan living down there, and you wear that jersey, what's your mentality? Sell that?
You're the same guy who has 3 followers on Twitter and your avatar is an egg, and all you do is just bleep post.
Are you the guy that wears number 69 in softball?
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah, you're that guy?
Yep.
You're an ass.
Yeah, there's nobody that's seriously like, I'm supporting this guy because I don't think he's had enough support from the fan base, or
no,
we need to rally
around. A troll.
Really?
You're a troll.
You're just a total troll. Because I keep trying to find ways in which, is there a serious and sympathetic Browns fan? Because I would never be this. But is there a serious and sympathetic Browns fan that says, okay, he needs our support?
No.
Yes.
You think so?
I think there's Browns fans that feel that way. That's what you're asking.
I think if they feel that way, tricked themselves.
They're rationalizing something. They've tricked themselves for years in a lot of situations. They thought Tim Couch was going to be their
franchise. But that was in a football sense, right? Like every year
this is a football sense.
No, I'm talking about supporting Deshaun Watson, the person, right?
Well, you're doing
both. You're doing if you're buying his jersey.
Yes, and you think that he's going to bring your franchise back to glory.
I mean, you can't overlook the Myles Garrett situation either, where the dude rips off a helmet and assaults another man on the football field, and then the coach was wearing Pittsburgh Started It t-shirts. I mean, this is the kind of people we're dealing with here. From the organization on out, is that they can't – us against the world.
Do we look at Browns fans – this is another thing I was thinking about too. Do we look at Browns fans – and I hate the Browns. Ever since I made a trip there when I was in high school and the fans were just awful to us and we weren't bothering anybody and they were awful to us. And it was just terrible. But do we look at Browns fans through different optics and through a different part of the prism because we're Steeler fans? Or do, honestly, right now, if you're an NFL fan in Dallas or an NFL fan in Los Angeles or an NFL fan in Seattle or just an NFL fan without a team that lives in the middle of Montana, is everybody looking at the Browns organization and the fans the same way? Because I kind of think this isn't just a Pittsburgh-centric thing right now.
It's not.
I think people think they're all wacko scumbags in the organization sucks.
The people that are going out and buying Deshaun Watson jerseys are, or at least they're supporting a wacko scumbag, so they might as well be one themselves. And again, I think they're rationalizing. It's that cognitive dissonance I've mentioned before when we were Steeler fans supporting number 7.
Yeah, did people look at us like that in 2010?
Absolutely. Absolutely they did.
Yeah.
And Roethlisberger and everything
all
else.
That.
But we, the organization had a foundation of winning. So we're going off of something different. Yeah, I think it was a more of the in the moment type thing. It was like, oh, Steeler fans are ridiculous for supporting this. But we're not coming from an area where we haven't won.
Because then it gets back to this, Crowley. Do you think, should there have been some guilt then for Steeler fans about 2010?
Oh, absolutely. And
in retrospect.
And I think at the time, you know, there was a cognitive dissonance between the guy on the field and then also what he was accused of doing off the field. And I do think this sucks to say, but I do think that there's a rationalization of, okay, this suspension is about one act, two acts. And then the Deshaun Watson situation isn't so much a he said, she said, as much as it's a he said, she said, she said times now 25. And I do think it is a little bit different of a situation. I don't think many Steelers fans, I don't think the majority of Steelers fans looked at it back then as if the organization was being done wrong by the NFL. I think Browns fans are doing that now, and I think the vast majority of Browns fans are doing that now.
Yeah, it's just a good time to keep your mouth shut. Like, it was a good time in 2010 as a Steeler fan to keep your mouth shut.
But to tie – yeah, oh, absolutely. But to tie it all together, back to Doran's point, they haven't won in so long. So they've got to stretch even farther, right, mm-hmm. to make it all make sense.
It's a fascinating study in psychology, in fandom. It really is. It's – like, if Deshaun Watson lived down the street from you and was just a dude, and a dude that had a good job and stuff, and you read the exact same stuff, you'd say, that guy's never, if that guy's walking to the mailbox to get the mail or walking his dog, go to the other side of the street.
Yeah, don't offer to shovel his driveway, kids.
I don't want to bring this into it, but it's the same thing as politics. Like, this is the politics, this is sports. And politics are the same thing. There's things that go on in the political world that we could say the same thing about.
Tribalism.
Right now. There's people who support people who you probably wouldn't support in your rationale mind in politics. And then now we're seeing it in the NFL.
And I'm not for kicking anybody. It's your league. It's your company. It's, you employ whoever you want to employ. And it really doesn't impact me. It doesn't all that much. But it's wild to rally around someone like
that. That's the thing. When you're a fan and you say, hey, you know what? I know this guy probably did all these things, and but we haven't won a Super Bowl in ever. Let's buy a number 4 jersey, kids.
Like, I thought Ben should have been suspended immediately for a year. Immediately. That's what I thought. I said it, and it's...
My wife still makes fun of me. I threw out my Roethlisberger jersey when all that happened because I was like, I can't get behind this guy anymore. But what eventually happens is, again, you bridge that gap between your fandom and who that person is in support of the laundry that he's wearing.
I think they also think he can play so well and lead him to such glory that it deflects part of this.
Yes.
But people will never be able to separate the two.
And I'll tell you one thing that would happen that shouldn't happen. If there is success that Deshaun Watson has, I'm not here for any of the think pieces on how this guy has turned his life around just because now he's winning football games. That's what happened with Antonio Brown after they won the Super Bowl. Antonio's turning his life around. No, he's not. He's going back to playing football. Guy's still a criminal.
If the Browns go to the playoffs, Crowley, be totally prepared for the wild card game to be all about the Deshaun Watson redemption story. You know that's going to happen.
Mary Kay Cabot's writing it up right now.
If he comes, let's say he comes back and they go to the playoffs. Would he get comeback player of the year votes?
He's considering top 4 or 5 in odds right now, if you check.
Considering he didn't play last year. Like, think of it in those terms.
Yep. Yep.
Whew.
There's people betting on it right now.
Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, or visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Breakfast Bites. Someone says the Steelers did the wrong thing. Jeff Hathorn, he doesn't, and he joins coming up at 7:30. And then Crowley wants to talk ice cream. So there's that. I think you owe some guy a stern talking to at the ice cream shop, Crowley. I really do. And we'll get into that coming up at 7:45. QC Kinetics there for you. Walk around, get ice cream, go to the beach, go run around with your friends, go play some golf. You haven't done a lot of these things in a long time because you got that debilitating joint pain. Ugh, no good. If you suffer from that, from arthritis or an injury, an old injury or even a new one, You know the traditional treatments, and they're not working for you. Pain meds and steroids, then surgery. No, no, no. Listen, great news. There's a better way right now. QC Kinetics, great professionals there, and right here in Western Pennsylvania is where they are. They're the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. It's an advanced, exciting, and natural alternative that can give you lasting relief using your body's own healing powers. QC Kinetics regenerative protocols can address any pain in any joint and give your quality of life back. Get out moving. Like I said, go play golf. Your buddies are out there. They're playing, and you're hesitant because, oh, it's going to hurt so bad just to walk up and down those hills. Do it. Get out there. 724-201-4230. 724-201-4230, QC Kinetics. All right, sure is time for Breakfast Bites. So, Rich Eisen is off for a couple days. At least yesterday he was off. I don't know. I don't want to speak to that. So, I know that he was off yesterday. Ryan Leaf, guest host. Man, has Ryan Leaf's life been just full of crazy stuff? So, Ryan Leaf was a guest host for Rich Eisen. And he was not all over the place in a bad way in terms of he wasn't planned, but he was touching on a million different subjects. So he went around the AFC North some. He was talking about it. And then he said, you know, it's just we haven't really talked about the Steelers enough. And I got to talk about the Steelers a little. And here's Ryan Leaf, who would know about probably being drafted too high, I think, right? If there's any guy that you circle and you go, this guy's probably drafted too high as a quarterback, it's Ryan Leaf. And he said this.
Where's the quarterback position go? Is it Mitch Trubisky? Is it Mason Rudolph, who they've seen before there? Or is it Kenny Pickett, their first pick in this year's NFL draft, right? After seeing where the other quarterbacks went, after seeing how Pickett has progressed so far in camp and is sitting in the third position right now in the initial depth chart, you may think a little bit that they may have reached for Pickett. They probably could have got him in round two. There was no quarterback that went until the third round, right? So that's an interesting take on all this.
Ryan Leaf, there he is. He's jumping on the whole Kenny Pickett may have been drafted too high train.
Can we give it more than a couple weeks of training camp, maybe?
Yeah.
I can. I do think, though, if he finishes third in this derby, I can give it to the season starting. And if he starts the season third on the depth chart, I can come to a firm, at this point, a firm thought that, yeah, a first-round pick starting the season third on the depth chart was too much for me. That was too high. But we'll see where it goes. It is definitely a work in progress. We'll see what happens. But Mike Tomlin, I think, outlined it very well. You know, we have reactions to seven shots every day. We have reactions to this throw or that throw or this deep pass to Pickens or whatever. It has been just the quarterback who has the best pedigree, number one, and more so, a body of work throughout the whole camp. Everybody wants to make everything out of one or two throws. It's the body of work out of the whole camp.
Who do you think has the best pedigree out of the three, though?
Trubisky.
Like, Trubisky? Even
drafted the highest and has the most success in the NFL.
Okay, let's just say they're all coming out the same year. And everybody had the same year they had in college. Who has the highest pedigree out of the three?
Well, if they came out the same year, would Kenny Pickett have beaten Mitch Trubisky?
That's a great question.
Exactly. He beat Sam Howell. I'm not comparing the two, but I'm just saying, like, this is
Trubisky's probably a better Sam. Better Sam Howell. Better college quarterback than Sam Howell.
That's a great question.
And I don't think Kenny Pickett beats that Oklahoma State team that came in here and just roared on Pitt.
Probably not.
Because that offensive line at Oklahoma State, those dudes came out on...
Maybe last year, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, neither of those two were Heisman candidates. Kenny still was.
Yeah, that's all relative to who else is in your class, too. But I get what you're saying, but I don't... It's a hell of a question.
I don't know if Kenny Pickett had to put the team on his shoulders in the pouring rain and beat that North Carolina team, okay, with Sam Howell on that Thursday night or whatever it was. I don't know if Mitch Trubisky was Switzer or nose guy. Well, it wouldn't have been either one of them. Special teams would have screwed up at Pitt. Switzer would have returned a punt or a kickoff, and it would have came down to that.
It would have came down to that, but it who would have had a better game?
I mean, every single
at quarterback.
Every team in the league leading up to the Steelers had a chance to draft Kenny Pickett, and they didn't. Myles Garrett went first overall. Mitch Trubisky went second. I mean, I don't think it would have been a discussion.
Mitchell Trubisky was a really good college
quarterback. He was very good, but people also crushed the Bears for taking him in that spot.
But teams didn't need quarterbacks in this draft as much.
I mean, I can't get to a point where I say that even though he was a Heisman finalist, that Kenny Pickett would have beat Mitchell Trubisky straight up probably in a college game.
In the Heisman style, I mean, Jason White won a Heisman Trophy. I mean, that doesn't necessarily make you a great NFL prospect.
Gino Toretta did too, right?
Will Greer was third in the Heisman Trophy voting, just like Kenny Pickett, and he went in the third round.
But Mason's not a great NFL prospect right now. I mean,
he was a
great
third-round pick.
I think I'll say this. 2021 Kenny Pickett, I think, beats Mitch Trubisky. But my question is still, is 2021 Kenny Pickett sort of the outlier? Or is that him ascending to a certain spot?
Basically, we're going long here, but basically what I'm saying is, do you think that Kenny Pickett will have a better career in the NFL than Mitch Trubisky?
There's still no way for
him to right now.
Right now, I think he'll have a similar career to Mitch Trubisky.
If you asked me that I had to bet on one of those guys for the next 6 years from this day forward,
yes,
I would put all my money on Mitch Trubisky.
Okay.
That's where I am with it.
Okay.
It's just one of those two guys. On from right now until 2028, who had a better body of work in the NFL, I'd put it all on Mitch Trubisky.
Okay.
That's not a knock on Kenny Pickett.
I know.
It's just that's who I'd go with.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a better NFL quarterback from this point on. I do think this will force a resurgence in his career. Jeff Hathorn, he's at camp. His boots are on the ground. We talked to him, and that's coming up next.
You know,
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, there are a ton of home improvement companies out there, right? And it's overwhelming when you're trying to choose one for you, especially for something as important as the roof on your home. That's why I am ecstatic about finding PJ Fitzpatrick. They've been making the lives of Pennsylvania homeowners better, one roof at a time, for over 40 years. And they've got thousands of five-star reviews, nearly 5,000 of them, actually. TrustPJ.com. Go there to read them. And while you're at it, set up that free design consultation. Do it this month. You'll save up to 20%. Plus, they've extended their 12-month financing deal. Nothing down, no interest, no payments for qualified buyers. And you're going to get the best possible roof for your money. PJ Fitzpatrick Roofs, installed by certified roofers, using top-of-the-line materials. And they back everything with a lifetime guarantee on materials and labor. And get this, they can install most roofs in just one day. PJ Fitzpatrick, all about one word. Quality, quality product, quality craftsmanship, and a quality customer experience. Ours has been impeccable to this point. You want a perfect roof for your home. You want exactly what you're looking for. You want to trust the company that's handling it for you. You want PJ Fitzpatrick. Go to trustpj.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Adam Crowley, we have someone on the horn. Tell me who.
Yeah, it's our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best pro shop in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I can attest to that. Jim Lynch and his folks out there are absolutely marvelous at Lynch Golf Sales. So is our man, Jeff Hathorn. We welcome him in right now. We get right to it. Good morning, Jeff. We're talking camp, as you've been there and been there a lot. Our time is crunched, so I'm just going to start asking questions here, Jeff. The George Pickens hype train, which is running quick. I mean, it's running fast. It is. It's like one of those high-speed Japanese or Italian trains that's just roaring through. Or maglev that never came to Pittsburgh. Answer me this. Is it – do we need to temper it, or is he that good? Is he as good a rookie receiver as you've seen in some workouts?
So we need to temper it from the fact that he hasn't faced a full live secondary that could take your head off even and not worry about a penalty or is going to hand check maybe a little bit more than what we've seen. But in the drills that they've done, especially the one-on-one drills, and in the two-minute drill yesterday, he is making catches, and he is dropping few, and he's making plays. Now, some of those drills favor the receiver, and receivers should make plays. But he's got confidence. He's earning respect of his teammates. And, you know, we now just need to see the last piece. Can he survive those huge hits? What is he going to do against another defense? So I think everything that he could do, he's done. And I think what's been as impressive as anything is the number of combat catches that he has made, because those things don't change.
Jeff, I remember last preseason that whenever Ben Roethlisberger was in, then Mason was in, then Dwayne Haskins was in, you can tell that the offense changed between each quarterback that Matt Canada was putting out there. Do you expect that to be the same case Saturday? Do you expect maybe an altered offense for Mitch, an altered offense for Mason, an altered offense for Kenny throughout the first preseason game?
I think it'll be altered because of the personnel, but from a scheme standpoint, I think they're going to run similar things. They're going to want them to. And then that then comes the toughest part of the evaluation for the coaches, is trying to figure out how much playing with the first team, going against a first team, and how you measure that against Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett doing second and third teams. Kenny had a good day yesterday. You're going to see the ups and downs, and Tomlin's right about that. You know, guys are going to – it's the ebbs and flows of every pass or of every drill or of every day. Kenny had a good day, but I have little doubt that Mitch Trubisky will start in Cincinnati.
The ebbs and flows of training camp to this point, Jeff, have been very positive for the most part. The videos that get tweeted out are George Pickens making catches or – you know, we see good things. We hear mostly good things. We feel mostly positive about stuff. But yesterday when we talked to Ray Fittipaldo, and I imagine we'll see it on display Saturday night a little bit, is the start of the bubbling to the surface of questions about this offensive line. What have you seen from this offensive line? And is it, I guess, the weakest spot on this team right now?
What the hell does Ray know about offensive line?
Listen,
we talked to Pat Meyer the other day, and Pat was pretty even keel, which I think is his personality, but he's saying, hey, we need to get better, and we need to do it quicker. And they haven't played anybody yet. Now, he could have said a lot of things. He said a bunch of positive things, but he's also pointing out, like, hey, we need to improve. Even a guy like James Daniels, who they're counting on probably to be their best lineman, there are areas he has to improve. They have George Pickens. People are excited about maybe Claypool with a better mentality and having Deontay Johnson and Freiermuth and Najee. But if that line doesn't work, little of that's going to matter. And, you know, that is, to me, you know, everybody's eyes will be on the quarterback, but I want to watch the five in front. How much time do they get? How do they look together? How aggressive are they? We're not going to see Kevin Dotson because of his ankle injury. You know, what is Kendrick Green in a game situation as a guard? Is he a guy that was indeed just in the wrong position and can play in the NFL, or will he be overmatched at guard?
Jeff, you brought up that Kenny Pickett had a good practice yesterday. I want to revisit that just quickly. Is he stringing consistent good plays together, and is he or has he had consistently good practices now as he's gotten, you know, more accustomed to playing here?
Well, you know, the other day was a bad practice. He had a fumble on a snap, threw a pick. So yesterday he looked a little bit more comfortable. But you've seen days where he's done that and looked bad the next day. And I think that pretty much the same for all the quarterbacks. You've seen pockets of good play, but there's been not one guy that's been like, wow, okay, he's taken over. But I will say in the key drills, in the two-minute drills, which Trubisky did not do yesterday, those things, Mitch does look like he is the starting quarterback of the Steelers.
Last thing before we let you go, we know you're busy and we're crunched for time, as I said, is Levi Wallace good?
Levi Wallace has been challenged, but I think he's going to be all right. I tell you what, Witherspoon made a couple of plays yesterday, and that length is such an advantage at corner.
Yeah, I'm not worried about him. Is Levi Wallace good?
Levi Wallace is in a battle. Let's just put it that way.
See, that wasn't how it was built to us, right, Jeff? We thought he was going to come in here and be a stabilizing force, a Joe Hayden type figure, right?
And I think, you know, as much as we all ripped Devin Bush, you got to credit Robert Spillane. I think you got to credit Akella Witherspoon and the fact that Levi Wallace missed over a week because of an illness.
There you go. Jeff, you're great. Thank you so much for all you do. The reports have been wonderful. Everything that's online, you and Josh Roundtree up there. You've covered camp masterfully. We look forward to continuing to do that, and we'll see you next Thursday. We'll be up there as a show. Can't wait to do that. And also, I do want to give a shout-out to you guys for being so light on your feet as camp has changed because of the weather so many times. Great job by you guys, honestly.
Thank you. I can't wait for Saturday to see an actual game.
There we go. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, yeah, and I do mean that. Those guys, they had a plan, and they're not staying up there this year because no media is in the dorms anymore. So think about gearing your whole day and your night before and everything to trying to be in at work for 1:55, and then, oh, an hour before they tell you, you got to be here in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Like,
I can't live my life that way.
No, and it's an hour drive. Jeff is, what he does can't be.
No, they've done a great job with that Up Camp podcast, too. Giving you, if you want everything from the day, rather than sitting there and kind of checking your Twitter throughout the afternoon, throughout practice, you want everything condensed into a nice little sort of 10-minute pocket, they give it to you every afternoon.
They're absolutely great. He and Josh Rountree, great job by Jeff. That is for sure. Coming up next, Crowley's mad at the ice cream store. It's kind of hilarious. Top of the hour, Mike Tomlin had something to say about George Pickens, but is it good enough? Is it good enough? We dive into that. A very good Thursday morning. Hello.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Top of the hour, Mike Tomlin talks about someone a lot of people around the NFL watching camps are seemingly talking about. There's a electricity at receiver, but how does that fix the other stuff? There's a big, long discussion that needs to happen there. Andrew Petcash, the intersection of sports and business, he joins at his regular time about 8:26 in the middle of the show, 8:26 on Thursday, so there's that. All right, Crowley, tell me this. So you've got a problem with the ice cream man, which is – you know, that's hitting rock bottom in life. The ice cream man brings joy. The ice cream man, especially for kids, they see the ice cream man and their day's about to get better. The ice cream man, it never ends with sad times. But you can find a way to screw this up. Or is your thought here that the ice cream man's screwing up what should be an otherwise, for everybody else in the world, a wonderful experience and exchange?
Well, I'm very frustrated, Colin, because every Wednesday we get my daughter ice cream about 3 o'clock. Don't try to overdo the sweet. So this is a once-a-week thing. You want it to be good vibes, baby, a little ice cream. And so I do what I always do. Different place this time, though. Get my daughter a cone, chocolate ice cream, sprinkles, and then I ask for a cup as well.
Sugar cone or, like, what kind of?
She gets the cake cone.
Cake cone. Continue. Nice. Just, yes. I'm trying to envision. I'm trying to picture this in my head.
My daughter, about 3 years old, just to further along this, and I ask for what I always ask for, and the guy looked at me like I had two heads. And not only does he look at
me
like I
got two heads.
Wait, run
that past me. So the cone?
How does this go?
Cone? I get the cone, the ice cream, the sprinkles, and then I get a cup as well.
Yeah.
Because this mother bleeper is going to melt all over the place.
Yeah, and she's 3. And she's not going to eat it fast enough to keep it from...
Hard ice cream? Hard chocolate ice cream?
This was soft serve.
More reason.
Yes. Okay. And this guy looks at me, he goes, wait a second. You want the cone and you want the cup? I said, oh, yeah. He goes, I don't know if we do that. What do you mean you don't know if we do that?
That's what he said? I don't know if we do that?
And there was attitude to where all of a sudden I'm starting thinking about myself, am I a dumbass? And I hate that. I can't stand when I'm doing things normally and somebody else makes me feel like I'm a lunatic.
Was apprehension from the ice cream man because of cost?
I don't think so.
Did he want you to pay for... Because you gladly pay, hey, pal, here's an extra 50 cents, whatever. However, that cup costs 2.5 cents to manufacture.
If you want me
to pay for the cup.
Right. If you've got to count cups at the end of the night when you take inventory and you get in trouble if two cups are missing, I'll pay for the cup.
What was his apprehension? Did you get to the bottom of that?
Well, I didn't ask many follow-up questions. I just said this has never been a problem before, and I wasn't mean about it.
But you said it was a new place. How do you know it's not been a problem
before?
Well,
it's a new place in
that. You're a liar.
No, we've been there before, but we usually go to Scoops on Beverly Road in Mount Lebanon on Wednesdays. We went to a Dairy Queen this time around.
See, now he's blowing the place up.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Okay. It was delicious. They couldn't
have been friendlier after the fact.
But I don't want to feel like I've asked for something that's going to put you out whenever I've been there before and somebody else has given me.
First rule of customer service, customer's always right.
I don't think you're going to put him out. I would have been mind-boggled, too, to the concept of how you probably asked for the ice
cream. Did the exchange go that smoothly from your end?
Like the cone in the cup, I'd have been like, why am I putting this?
But
cone
aren't there?
In the
wait,
cup?
I do have a question though. He brings up a good point though, Doran. Isn't one of the things that's pictured on the wall at some ice cream places?
Yes.
I seem to remember a cone backwards into the cup, and then on the ice cream they make like a smiley face out of the ice cream that where the cone is pointing up towards the air.
That's exactly right. And here's how I ordered it. Can I please get a kid's scoop of chocolate ice cream with sprinkles? I would like a cake cone, please, and could I also have a cup?
You were gonna put the cup in. You were gonna put the cone in the cup by yourself. You didn't even ask for it to be set up like that.
I don't want it to be smashed initially.
Right.
My daughter's gonna do all the work herself.
The
and
cup is the backup.
Yes, I'm gonna have to transition this thing into the cup, so I'm not getting ice cream all over my beautiful shorts.
Guy was just looking for a hard time. He was looking for a hard time for some reason.
Or he's just not that smart and he got confused, by the way. You asked for, I'd also like a cup. In his mind, he went, oh, you want another cup of ice cream?
Perhaps he's not an ice cream veteran.
Or you need to teach your daughter how to eat ice cream.
She's three, Dorothy.
I have a two-year-old. He can eat ice cream.
And is he?
He doesn't drip anywhere?
Oh, come on.
Liar.
See, this exchange
lasted
far too long and went far too deep than it ever needed to.
Yes, just give me the cup, and if it costs more, I'll pay you more. Bang, done.
Right. Why did it need to hit seven layers when it's a one-layer exchange?
Not all of our kids are dunking basketballs like Doran's kid over here. I mean, the kid's the best ice cream eater in the world. Doran, I guarantee you eat ice cream, you get ice cream on your face.
Wait, hold on. But what's the resolution? How did it end?
It ended by him giving me the cup, and I swear to God, there was an eye roll. An eye roll when I got this cup.
Did you think of throwing the cup back through the window at him?
Oh, this was not a drive-thru.
Counter?
We went
That's what I'm saying, to the counter. Oh, you were inside.
Inside.
What if you threw it back at him, then you were on World Star?
Yeah.
I think we could do more than one segment on that,
I imagine. How, did he add, did they, did you have to pay more?
No. No.
What the hell was the problem then?
Here's what they should do. I'm going to fix ice cream. We should be able to get cups at the end. So that we can share our ice cream cones.
Cups should be just sitting up on the counter for anybody to grab.
Like napkins.
Yep.
That's why I don't go to the ice cream place anymore. I don't. I go to the frozen yogurt place, and you fill up all your stuff, then you take it up to the scale at the end.
Yeah.
And they weigh it, and then you pay per how much it
weighs. That works,
too. That's my place.
I love walking up to, like, a window or a counter, like a Pages or an Al's or some place. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their community ice cream place that they like to go to. And just something about getting the cone and having it there. And if once you get past a certain age, too, there's an allure of graduating past the cup, right? Like, I'm old enough, I can handle this ice cream cone.
Well, the one thing at ice cream places they don't do, where you do catch an eye roll sometimes, one time you'll get this. This will happen. I do like the one place, though. They don't do it here. Cool Cones, right by North Park. When I do have a taste for ice cream, that's my spot if I don't get that frozen yogurt. But anyway, you'll find this at some ice cream places. You'll get like, okay, I would like a large ice cream for whoever, two cones, one this, one that, a big milkshake for that. You'll have nine people with you, and they'll hand you like half a napkin for each person. Yes. And then you say, and I get the cost of stuff now, but you'll say, may I have a couple extra napkins?
They give you two.
And they give you one more. And you want to look at them and say, I'm eating freaking ice cream here. The only thing where you need more napkins than ice cream is buffalo wings. Like, you got to prepare that people are going to ask you for more than a half a napkin.
Dude, you're so right. The smallest napkins in the world belong at ice cream shops.
Why is that? And you need the most napkin there.
Why do these people think, like the people, like the guy that is handing you the ice cream, he acts like he's paying for the cup. Like,
right. Yeah,
what it's is not he, coming can, out can of
I,
his pocket.
Can no, I be honest,
he's
can
not
I,
Dairy Queen. Right.
Can I be honest what my conclusion is about this guy?
Not smart.
He's just not that bright.
I'm with you.
You hit me with an eye roll. I'm enraged.
But you still paid. He still got your money.
Mm-hmm. I'm so here for you flipping out and jumping over the counter at this guy.
Do you know, there's also when your kid's small, there's also a point you give up trying to keep up with the ice cream cleaning. When the ice cream starts to just roll down from their wrist to their elbow, you just say you're getting thrown right into the shower, the tub, whatever, we go home. Doesn't matter. I'm not keeping up with
this. Doran's kids don't have that problem. They eat ice cream impeccably, apparently, with white gloves.
Yep. What they do.
Was the ice cream good? What did you get, Crowley?
I don't get ice cream. Especially not as the fall rolls around. I really start watching.
You don't get like frozen yogurt they don't have there? Or
I don't.
Low fat or something?
I don't. I really am trying hard these last couple of weeks.
Dairy Queen has those ice cream cakes.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Oh gosh, is that good? You like those, Doran?
No, I'm not a big ice cream or cake guy.
No, I'm not either, but the slice of ice cream cake.
With the chocolate crunchy layer in the middle.
Gosh. My kids got me one. It was a birthday, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. It was shaped like a beer mug, and it was an ice cream cake. It was the greatest cake I've ever had, I think. Oh, was it good.
You find me strung out behind a Liberty Avenue dumpster looking for the chocolate crumble layer in the middle, man.
It wasn't,
that stuff's so good.
It may have been Baskin-Robbins. There's a Baskin-Robbins in Fox Chapel.
31 flavors.
Oh, yeah. There's that Baskin Robbins right there on Freeport Road, right there by where Food Gallery used to be. There's a Chick-fil-A across the street now. That Baskin Robbins hits.
I think it's hilarious how people get so excited for ice cream. Like you could be 45 years old and you're like, ice cream! Oh my god, I love ice cream.
What's
like,
even more interesting is that, like Crowley, once the temperature turns, once the highs are no longer hitting 80 anymore on a regular basis, I won't touch ice cream from mid-September all the way through until, like, May.
I haven't had ice cream
It just leaves
years.
My diet completely.
I think it brings people together, though, old and young, and it forces memories. Like, I was walking at the beach, or it was summertime, or I was at the pool, and there's
after
a lot of happiness.
Game.
Yeah, after this big game that we won when I was a kid, we went and got ice cream.
There's a lot of happiness. Yeah, just listen to the story. Why are we talking about it?
He can make a bad story out of winning the lotto, this guy.
Good
there's
point.
There's a lot of happiness.
Taxes.
Right.
Taxes. That was good.
All right, Tomlin. Tomlin on Kenny. All right, Kenny. On George Pickens. Coming. I knew I'd do it at some point this year. On George Pickens. And how does that trickle down, though, to the rest of the organization? We talk about an interesting dynamic that's happening. That's coming up at the top of the hour. Fan weather right now brought to you by Sun Chevrolet for a great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. Partly cloudy today, high about 80 degrees.
That's the weather.
Let me tell you a little bit about my friends at the Parks Casino and Sportsbook app, baby. It is the only casino and sportsbook app that I recommend. The Bet Parks app has Pittsburgh sports fanatics covered for football season. You want to get in on the futures game? You can. If your favorite black and gold wearing team would win the Super Bowl, you put a $100 wager down, you could win $8,000. They're going to open up the preseason this weekend. 3.5-point home favorites over Seattle. Bet Parks is also an official betting partner of the PGA Tour. Join me right now. Bet all your favorite sports and play all your favorite casino games for real money. Download on the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. New users can make their first bet risk-free up to $750. Your risk-free bet refunded in site credit. Must be 21 and in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.